Hey everybody, Larry, Wes, and Mike with three things you need to know about today's practice, a matinee practice late in the afternoon. All right, Wes, go.
One very big positive thing we saw out here today, Larry, Malachi Dupree and Demaryius Randall both back after some scary incidences 2 weeks ago in that Eagles game, specifically Dupree, who was, you know, brought out on a stretcher afterwards. Both of those guys able to get back into the flow of things. Really nice to see, considering what that could have potentially been. Also, Ty Montgomery getting back out here after missing some time last week with a lower leg injury. So the Packers getting healthier here going into this game against the Denver Broncos.
Spaff, what caught your eye?
Well, impossible not to notice Geronimo Allison out there today, Larry. We saw in the last game in Washington some moves he had after the catch, kind of adding a little something to his game. Then out here today, he wasn't even open over the middle. Aaron Rodgers threw that ball about, 9.5, 10.5, 11 feet in the air. He just jumped up over top of everybody right in the middle of the field and pulled it in and kept on running. Unbelievable throw, unbelievable catch. It was fun to watch.
Guys, I'm going to go with the practice as a whole because the essence of this game is winning your one-on-ones. And there was a period during today's practice, everybody was going one-on-one in one form or another. The defensive backs working against the wide receivers one-on-one. The linebackers working against the running backs one-on-one. The offensive linemen against the defensive linemen one-on-one. Right. The tight ends versus the safeties. Everybody going one-on-one. And that's when practice is most intense because your personal pride is on the line, and that's where it all starts. Anything for the good of the whole, gentlemen?
I think it's you, Larry. There was one situation out here, special teams, why Lindsey Pimpkins was pushing his guy out of bounds, kept blocking him out of bounds. Larry McCarron showing some good lateral quickness there, being able to avoid that. I was impressed.
I think actually it was McCaffrey coming at me, and I think he avoided me because I thought, I'm going down. Anyway, that's it for today's three things. We'll see you again tomorrow.